From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of the Syrian delegation to proximity talks in Geneva, Bashar Jafri, Wednesday, criticized the opposition for calling a pause in the negotiations on the country's political transition.
If they leave the talks will not lose anything. Because to begin with, they do not represent the Syrian people.
Jafri, who also serves as Syria's UN ambassador, said by leaving the talks, they may be taking away a major obstacle preventing a solution. He called them politically immature. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee halted its participation this week over growing violence in Syria that threatens a six-week-old cessation of hostilities. Tuesday, airstrikes believed carried out by the government killed at least 44 people in opposition-held towns in northern Idlib province. Anas El Abda, head of the Turkey-based Syrian National Coalition, said there would be no quick return to the talks if the current violence continues. He told a news conference there have been hundreds of government ceasefire violations. The Damascus regime, in his words, has buried the truce. A South Sudanese rebel spokesman has told the Reuters news agency the government and rebels have reached agreement allowing rebel leader Riek Machar to return to the capital, Juba, to form a unity government. Spokesman James Gatdet-Dak said Machar, who had twice been expected in the capital this week, will fly into Juba on Thursday. Machar and President Salva Kiir signed a deal in August to end a more than two-year conflict that killed thousands and displaced over 2 million. Both sides have been under international pressure to fulfill terms of the agreement to end the conflict. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is confirming reports up to 500 people may have lost their lives when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank early this month in the Mediterranean between Libya and Italy. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
We have been able to speak to 41 survivors of an incident that, if it's confirmed, would be one of the worst tragedies in the Mediterranean in the last 12 months.
He said passengers were being transferred to a larger vessel when it capsized and sank April 8th. Monday, witnesses and survivors told VOA an unknown number swam to boats nearby and were taken to Greece. All the occupants were from African countries. President Obama and Saudi King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour closed meeting in Riyadh Wednesday. The White House said the two leaders discussed the challenges posed by Iran's provocative activities in the region. The president also met Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi ahead of Thursday's Gulf Cooperation Council summit. The White House called it an important opportunity for the U.S. and its Gulf partners to strengthen cooperation against Islamic State and discuss those regional conflicts. A strong 6.1 aftershock rattled Ecuador's Pacific coast early Wednesday, frightening residents who barely begun to recover from Saturday's powerful earthquake. The death toll from Saturday's 7.8 magnitude quake surpassed 500 Wednesday, with thousands injured, hundreds still unaccounted for.
El país no debe engañarse, no son cuestiones de corto plazo, no son tres días.
Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa said recovery will take years. He called it the worst disaster in 70 years, with tens of thousands affected and towns almost completely destroyed. Almost a year since a 7.8 earthquake struck Nepal April 25, 2015, leaving more than 8,000 dead, almost no progress is reported in rebuilding hundreds of thousands of homes. Christian Manhart, a UNESCO representative in Nepal, blames the government for not clearing the way for the reconstruction of hundreds of historical and religious structures.
Very slow government procedures to authorize us to do the work. I really hope that this will change and that the situation becomes a little bit more stable, because it's not only the Nepali people who wait that these monuments are reconstructed, because it's so important that we reconstruct the temples, because we are at a risk of losing all the intangible heritage.
Nepal believed to face a nearly $7 billion reconstruction bill. About two-thirds of that has already been pledged. The UN Wednesday said the delayed peace talks between the warring factions in Yemen may finally get underway Thursday in Kuwait after rebel Houthis agreed to join with assurances government forces backed by their Saudi allies would respect the ceasefire. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.